In a last-minute compromise today, the Israeli cabinet approved a plan in principle for Israel to leave the Gaza Strip. The plan is a watered-down version of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's proposal to evacuate all settlers and soldiers from Gaza. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was a cliffhanger of a day for Ariel Sharon, but in the end, the one-time patron of the settler movement finessed cabinet approval of a plan that would eventually remove 7,500 settlers from Gaza. The 14-7 vote concluded more than 8 hours of debate, a temporary walkout by three of Sharon's fiercest Likud party opponents, Benjamin Netanyahu among them, threatened the deal. But at the last minute, they came around and supported a plan to, quote, disengage from Gaza in four stages, and each stage would require a vote. The wording was sufficiently ambiguous to allow both sides to claim success. The plan, for example, would begin preparations for the dismantling of settlements starting in March 2005. But Likud hardliners insisted on a disclaimer, stating the decision does not amount to approval for dismantling settlements. If it sounds contradictory, Hirsch Goodman, senior research assistant at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies, says it is.
It is doublespeak, but it's a very profound decision. The Israeli government tonight decided, despite all the couched languages and all the doublespeak, to dismantle settlements and withdraw from Gaza and from isolated settlements in the West Bank. And coming from Sharon, that is a very, very strong statement. That is the beginning of a snowball effect that breaks a taboo, that makes the future much more tenable.
Goodman says the vote also represents a significant victory for Ariel Sharon and says his hand has now been strengthened.
The public saying, gee, whiskers, there's a leader out here. There's somebody who's for the first time in four generations saying to the settler movement, enough, enough. We're not going to expend billions of shekels. We're not going to expend lives. We're not going to spend the army on defending untenable settlements in untenable positions.
The plan represents Ariel Sharon's first major initiative regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since taking office. Tonight, he told an audience of young Jewish American college students that the passage of the Gaza pullout plan has meant that Israel is taking the future into its own hands. This is a decision, he said, that is good for the security of Israel, its diplomatic standing, for the economy, and the demography of the Jewish people in their land. Sharon went on to say, the government reached a decision which brings hope to the citizens of Israel, adding, Israel does not intend to wait for the Palestinians anymore. Palestinian officials responded with skepticism to the day's events. Minister for Negotiation Saab Erekat said, quote, if approving this fragmented plan took the Israeli government this long, I wonder how much time it will take to implement it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.